And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88. Roads?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 126 for July 22nd, 2015. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Anything Goes, Tunes, and What Is Fuck. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before I get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. You want to get in touch with us directly? Don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. And I'm recovering from a large night of drinking. I apologize in advance. Our panel this week, episode 101 in a row, Mr. Heavy Set.
Welcome to the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out some great shows like
Fuck
Fight Show Live, The Fraudcast, and The Real News.
BlockTalkRadio.com/ We've got Will.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
We've got Carp.
I'm back, and pretty much the exact same person.
Than ever. And we're screwing peace.
It's carnage. What's up? What's up?
Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Holy shit, we miss a couple of weeks and then every trailer ever made comes out. This is fucking crazy.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Holy shit, man. Marvel, fucking...
It's not Marvel.
DC and Marvel, dude.
It's Fox. It's Fox Marvel.
It's Fox Marvel, but it's still...
Fox, it's not Marvel.
Hey, listen up, you fucking fanboy. Shut your mouth.
It's under the Marvel wing. Anyways, we're starting with DC, and this movie looks fucking amazing.
Which one?
Ben Affleck. Relax.
Okay.
Let me do my intro.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Ben Affleck as Batman, so I guess you could figure out which one we're doing now, is fucking phenomenal. Ben Affleck as Deadpool is phenomenal. Ryan Reynolds as Batman, not so much, no. Ben Affleck as Deadman. Batman is fucking phenomenal. I love the first Superman, minus the product placement, but I like the dark. I love where this is going. We're going to play the trailer right now, and everybody's going to ejaculate. Here we go, figuratively.
Today is a day for truth. The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous. Let the record show that this committee holds him responsible.
That's how it starts. The fever. The rage that turns good men cruel.
This bat vigilante is like a one-man reign of terror. You don't get to decide what the right thing is.
Nobody cares about Clark Kent taking on the Batman.
This means something. It's all some people have. It's all that gives them hope.
People hate what they don't understand. Be their hero, Clark. Be their angel. Be their monument. Be anything they need you to be. Or be none of it. You don't owe this world a thing. You never did.
Do you know the oldest lie in America, Senator? The devils don't come from hell beneath us. They come from the sky.
20 years in Gotham, how many good guys are left? How many stayed that way?
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race.
I
versus man. Day versus night.
The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
The red capes are coming. I love that they actually put Batman v Superman at the top of it. Dawn's of Justice, because that's what everybody's fucking calling it anyways. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they just said, okay, fuck it. Everybody's calling it that. Let's just call it that. Like I said earlier, Affleck pulls the Bruce Wayne off perfect from what I can see in the trailer. Jeremy Irons as Alfred looks amazing. Even Jesse Eisenberg.
Wrong.
Can you let me finish, Hassel? I have an opinion too. And I like where he's going with this character. Well, let's wait and see. Fuck off. Let's wait and see.
Sorry.
The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
I puked a lot there because you're a super fanboy.
My only concern is that there might be a little too much going on in this movie. I'm concerned it's going to turn into a Spider-Man 3 with fucking everything happening too fast. That's my only concern, but I think they're going to pull it off. So fucking A for me. Let's go to heavy set. Let's get your thoughts.
I liked it too. I agree with you. The fact that there could be too much going on. I think, especially with the next trailer that we're going to be covering, it almost seems like they could be trying to build this DC cinematic universe a bit too fast. But I want to see how these actual movies play out, especially with these two seem like kind of juggernaut type movies being thrown out for to start off their universe. I like how they're basically doing, okay, you had moments in Superman, and there are going to be consequences for some of those moments. You don't see that as much in Marvel. Like, obviously, with the destruction that Superman caused in the first movie, part of that was destroying Wayne Enterprise building, so that's part of the cause and effect. Like, now, that's his reason. You know, he has to be part of the reason why he doesn't like him. That I'm admiring him with it. The Jesse Eisenberg, I believe that's his name, as Lex Luthor. I'm so-so on it because I look at it like, okay, he is playing the crazy part, but he also, this is kind of a little bit backstory with him because now he has hair right now. We know the traditional Lex Luthor has no hair. And I think you could see it. I want to see the transformation into that version of the character. So with time, we'll see. And that's going to be one of the reasons to see this movie. They have yet to pull the Ghostbusters with me to where I go, fucking really? Yeah. I'm pleased bit by bit with every single information they presented me. But I'm to the point like, okay, save a lot of it for the actual movie. Don't show me much more. Even though I know we're going to get more trailers coming down the pipe eventually.
It's almost like I don't want to ruin it and watch another trailer. For me, this is enough. This is more than what I wanted. And I think there's...
Or if you're going to do anything, take a page out of Nolan's book. I always thought with watching the Dark Knight trailer, any of them, the ones that came out prior to the movie, the theatrical trailers, you couldn't really tell that much about the plot of the movie. And it was one of those things you had to watch it to piece everything together. And that should definitely take a page out of that book so we can't start figuring out where the movie's going to take us before we even go there. I think we're at a point right now where this trailer does that. I don't exactly know what's happening. I got certain guesses, but let's leave them at that. Don't go too much farther.
Yeah, agreed. We're going to throw it out to the panel now. Okay. Who wants to comment? I know you're fucking ready to go.
Well, there's a lot of things, but about the bald Lex Luthor, what's interesting is that he's dealing with kryptonite, which is radioactive. So I'm guessing that his exposure causes him to lose his hair. That's what I'm saying they're going with, one thing. Another thing, I like how this has a bunch of questions. Like, for example, that Robin suit that you see, and it's got like some Joker writing on it. You're wondering what's going on. Also, if you check, it's written like there's that newspaper clipping that says you killed your family, Bruce. But it's in Joker writing. So does the Joker know that Batman is Bruce Wayne? There's some really cool questions there. I'm very curious about that. The scene that strikes me really odd is how you've got Batman in the desert fighting. It's cool, but I don't know what's going on. And he's fighting people who have a Superman insignia on their shoulders. If you pause, you see they're all wearing Superman stuff, so I don't really know what's going on there. The same people who kneel before Superman when he's walking in a straight line. So there's those questions. Also, who are they, like, who's throwing Wonder Woman around in those scenes? Is it going to be like Lex Luthor in a big costume? Is it going to be Doomsday? I don't know. The one thing I want to say about this trailer was that for some reason, maybe it's because I grew older. But I don't feel the same excitement that I felt when I first saw Batman Begins trailer or a Dark Knight or the Dark Knight trailer. I don't feel the same way anymore. I think I'm done with the super dark and serious tone. I miss the more theatrical idea of it, where it was just, you know, the bright blue and
red. Here we go with the fucking Tim Burton stuff.
Yeah, I really like the Tim Burton stuff. I don't really get why he's against Superman. The trailer doesn't show us. That's probably good.
Why don't you wait till the movie comes out?
We can do that. And last thing, I do not like Eisenberg. Well, so go ahead. Go ahead, Heavy.
I was just going to say, I thought it had something to do with, because you saw
where... You see the Wayne... Enterprise, yeah.
I have a feeling, it some of it starts there, because it's kind of like, you cost me money. And it could,
but
I mean,
destroy?
It's not always Batman, but it could be like, just if people died, and you know how Batman is about death, so that could be a very big thing. Okay. And also, one thing that I forgot to mention, and I'm it's been a while since I've seen this trailer, and I think I only watched it like once or twice. If I'm correct, Zod is in...
Yes! Zod's body. That's what I want to say.
Yes.
That is cool. I don't know what that is. You see him in a body bag, and they take him out. I don't know why. Oh, could it be that Eisenberg wants to take, like, the metal from his body to maybe make his own suit? I don't know. It could be something like that. I have one question for you guys. You'll think it's wrong if I'm reading too much into this. But I was wondering, this is an older Batman. So how old is the Joker? Because Leto looks like a younger Joker. No? But they seem to also still have been at war for a long time, since there's the whole Dead Robin suit. Do you guys see any reason why? Or is it because Joker is old and
dude,
just...
you're mashing up your two trailers together.
No, but it's the same... But wait. However...
We're not talking about Suicide Squad.
No.
Same universe,
It's the same universe. And we see that the Joker has killed
Robin.
What?
Stories.
No. Wait. 1 second. The Carp. But you can answer
Suicide Squad trailer yet.
No, but Carp. We see here that Batman and Joker have a history, right? In this trailer? Okay, good. So that means they've been at it for a while. So when an older Bruce Wayne, should that suppose that Joker is also older?
Is that the same timeline? Are the movies the same timeline?
I don't know. That's a good idea. I don't know.
Maybe it's just an older Joker. Yeah, it could be a different Joker.
No, because actually in the trailer they show Batman riding on top of Joker's vehicle.
It could be a younger Batman.
No, it's actually Ben Affleck. He was on set.
Yeah, but
in the Suicide Squad trailer, though, not the trailer.
It's roughly
just
the same.
Let's play the trailer then.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Carp, do you want to comment on this movie? Or?
Yeah, I'm very, very unimpressed with Eisenberg. I think he's going to do an absolute shit job.
Yes.
Fucking
should have hired the guy who played Yellow Jacket in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
The guy who played Yellow Jacket in Ant-Man is the perfect Lex Luthor. And they fucking missed him.
Old school. You'll like him. He's the guy who snorts coke House of Cards.
Honestly, Batman vs. Superman, I think I can wait for a Tuesday. I don't see myself.
What the fuck is that?
I won't. I'm too curious. I can't wait for Tuesday.
Fucking Carp's high on the haterade right now. Jesus.
There's something about this movie that's not clicking with me. Whereas the next trailer we're going to talk about, I was fucking sold on. So there's something about Batman vs. Superman that's just not doing it for me trailer-wise.
I agree.
Okay, so at that point, let's get into Carnage's story, which is in the same universe. We got some Suicide Squad.
It's taken some work, but I finally have them.
The worst of the worst.
Where?
Let's just say I put him in a hole and threw away the hole.
There's rumors, Amanda, that some of them have abilities.
Oh, yeah. I have seen things. Maybe Superman was some kind of beacon for them to creep back from the shadows. I want to assemble a task force of the most dangerous people on the planet who I think can do some good.
They're bad guys.
Exactly. And if anything goes wrong, we blame them. We have built-in deniability.
What makes you think you can control them?
Because getting people to act against their own self-interest is what I do for a living.
For me.
That's it, huh? We're the Patsies. We're some kind of suicide squad.
Let's go save the world.
They say about the crazy ones.
Huh?
If I only see,
I'm not gonna kill you.
That the joke was on me.
I'm just gonna hurt you. Really, really.
I'm loving the fact that they take like a Bee Gees song and may turn it into that. That was a great, appropriate song for this trailer. They save Joker for the end. Jared Leto looks great as Joker. Harley Quinn doesn't have an accent.
Well,
that's kind of weird.
She's sounding a bit New Yorkish, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a more like legible accent. I don't know. So it sounds more like a neutral accent.
Yeah.
That could just be in the trailer, but. It looks good. The only thing I don't like is the Will Smith as Deadshot. Mm. It just looks like Will Smith in Independence Day. You know what I mean? Like, let's go
like
save
Will
the world.
Smith
it's fucking
in every movie. It,
yeah. Yeah, it's like Will Smith and fucking the Wild Wild West or whatever. That's the only thing I don't like. But the rest I like. I like that they bring Batman into it. And overall, I'm looking very excited. I'm very excited. Looking forward to this Marvel. Is DC? Dark Universe. I know you don't like it. Fuck you. I don't care.
No, I like it for this. That's not true. I like it for this. And so does Carp.
Okay. So we're going to get Carnage's thoughts and then we'll throw it out to the panel. A lot to discuss. Carnage.
Yeah, I'm really liking the clip. It seems more like a serious movie. It's going to be one of those, hey, you're rooting for the bad guy type. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of twists. I like the addition of Batman, which is kind of tying into the movie we were talking about prior to. A lot of rumors and speculations going around on who the Joker is and things like that. But in the end, no matter what, I'm going to probably go see this immediately once it debuts in theaters.
Will, you're big into this universe.
You know what? I didn't know how this would go. What I didn't feel with Batman v Superman, I really felt with this trailer. I don't know. I love Batman, as you know, and I love the Joker. And even though I wasn't fond of tattoos, whenever I watch that trailer and it ends, I feel something very similar to when I saw the trailer for The Dark Knight. I really, it's crazy at that level. I don't know if it's Joker. I don't know if it's because of the way he does the voice or how he makes it work, but I just feel this great excitement that we're seeing this character again on the big screen. I think everything works. I think Harley Quinn works really well, even though I didn't like her initial design the way it looked. I think Katana looks phenomenal. She's the Asian chick. And they did they really went all out. Killer Croc.
Whoa, hold on. Asian chick is named Katana? What?
Yeah?
Oh my God. Please note complete sarcasm in my voice.
You do. But, but you know what? Bakar, remember, a lot of these things come from a lot, you know, older characters in comics where back then things were a bit obvious. In any case, I think she looks awesome. It's going to be really cool. But I wanted to discuss what I was talking about earlier with the age of the Joker. The Joker here does not look so old, not as old as Batman. And what someone brought up, which I found very smart, was that maybe this is an older Robin that was tortured by the Joker to now take on this role, which is why he would know Batman's identity, which is why he would be a lot younger and more of a
spoiler alert.
Well, we don't even notice yet. But by the way, if that's true, I find that cool. If it's not, I don't mind. It's still just as cool. I think it works really well. And I actually really can't wait for this film. The one thing I don't get is the scene where she says, I put him in a hole and blew away the hole. It's not the key. She put him in a hole and threw away the key.
I know, but it's more as a joke. Like, you weren't expecting. I threw him in a hole and...
Threw it a hole?
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
sorry.
Basically, there's somewhere no one can find him.
I
don't
see.
Don't worry about
right.
that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and another thing. Killer Croc is practical effects. And I think it works really well. I didn't like that either when I first heard he was in the movie and that he wasn't this giant thing. But it looks really good. Everything is really pushing me on the side. The fact that it's a director who's more realistic and making it more realistic, it seems to really work in this film. So, I don't know. Kudos to everybody who's in it. And I'm looking really forward to this.
Carp, it's your 2 cents.
Yeah, like when I saw this, I was very impressed by it. I'm even going to give Will Smith the benefit of the doubt as Deadshot. I honestly didn't see his Independence Day character when he was in it. I saw him more as just an actor playing a role. Yeah, when they're all like walking together as the Suicide Squad into whatever building, I'm like, yeah, this looks pretty awesome. It's, you know, it's Dark Avengers. It's what DC has to do to compete with Marvel is go dark. It's that simple. And this, to me, feels a lot more...
Yeah, agreed.
A lot better of a movie. I think this is going to be leaps and bounds above Batman vs. Superman.
I agree.
Just the acting quality alone in this...
You just don't like Jesse Eisenberg, fuck.
But this also seems more not grounded, but like direct. Unlike Superman v Batman, there's so much going on. We're not sure what's going to be in the movie. But in this one, we have a very good idea of how it will go. It's just a team movie, and they're doing what the government can't do. It seems more direct, straightforward, and you have less chance of messing up when you have a more solid formula.
It's not that I don't like Eisenberg. He was great in Zombieland. He's just a shit Lex Luthor from the trailer.
Right? Okay. Well, listen.
I don't dislike Eisenberg as an actor.
You're entitled to your opinion, my friend. This is a democracy. First Amendment in the States and Charter 11, whatever. Anyways, Canadian equivalent. Say what you want, man, even though you're wrong. All right.
Yeah.
All kinds of trailers
going on. We have my 2 cents on the trailer or not.
Nobody cares. No, I'm kidding. Heavy, let's get your thoughts.
I'm very so-so on this movie. What I mentioned earlier about the Ghostbusters, how they keep releasing stuff, and it's kind of like making me so-so on a lot of it. I feel the same thing with this movie, where they're constantly leaking stuff and everything. And I think one of the biggest detractors is the Joker. And I mean, I like the differences that they're doing with him. But I want to see more of that in the movie first. And I think this, I'm still sort of so-so. Some of the stuff in the movie, I'm still sort of so-so on. But a friend of mine, when these trailers came out, he had 2 tweets that I love. And I'm going to read them as follows. Just saw a Suicide Squad trailer. Who's the comic at the end doing the Heath Ledger impression? It's such a bad Heath Ledger
impression. Yes.
And the second one is, and this is going to go over some people's heads, but after watching the Suicide Squad trailer, I'm super excited to finally see a cinematic homage to Mushroom Head on the silver screen. That will go over a lot of people's head because they don't know who Mushroom Head is, but
yeah, okay.
I'll still see it. But
isn't it a metal band?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we have to also have to talk about, unfortunately, the audio got removed by Marvel because they're a bunch of assholes. They don't allow us to watch a leaked trailer. But the Deadpool trailer came out. Fucking dicks. So the Deadpool trailer came out. Ryan Reynolds looked fucking amazing. And they really didn't hold back. We're going to have a rated R Deadpool who swears. Fucking like there was like this 6 headshots in a row. Like to me, if you're doing Deadpool, you got to go fucking really raunchy, dark, swearing, violence. And they're not holding back. They're actually going to do the character justice, in my opinion. And I'm so looking forward to seeing this movie when it comes out. Who wants to discuss?
The only thing that I'm going to throw out here about Deadpool is I want to see one red band trailer from them. If you're going to come out with this movie, you're going to have to be rated R. Release one red band trailer, and that's it.
We'll get the red band trailer. It's just going to take some time. But, yeah, this looks really, really good from what I saw. Just like they're doing the character justice finally. And whoever they got to write direct did a good job. Looking forward to it. It looks like they're going to completely wipe out whatever stupidity they did in X-Men Origins Wolverine story. And yeah, Reynolds looks like he does a great job. Even you get to see Colossus in the trailer, and Colossus looks amazing too. So this is going to be a first day for me when it comes out, I believe, next April or August or something.
Anybody else want to give their 2 cents?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carnage.
I was just going to say, I like the way they made the character Wade Wilson actually be the person he is, like when he can remove the mask and he looks like a burnt, fucked up victim. How they mention how he had cancer or something to that effect, and that's exactly what made Deadpool Deadpool. What they did to enhance him mixed with the cancer, it fucked him up mentally, so he was a wigged out crazy some bitch. And I like the music they were playing while he sits on the bridge. I just think this is going to be probably the best thing Marvel Fox has done, especially in wake of what Karp's going to talk about later. Thank God they came out with this, because the other one I think is going to hurt him pretty badly. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to see this immediately.
I just want to say exactly what Karp was saying. What I liked is that, like Dredd, even though they have like a handsome guy under the mask, they won't show his handsome face. Like he's, like you said, he went all the way with the burn victim. So they're actually being, I'm actually really surprised how true they are to source material. It's pretty impressive.
With the
Carnagers. Heavy, go ahead.
With the history, as far as I understand about Deadpool breaking the fourth wall, do you think they'll have a part in the movie where they reference the Wolverine movie and that other version of Deadpool?
Maybe. They reference Green Lantern anyways in the trailer.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So good. they're already doing that.
Which, I mean, if they have that spot, that would probably be the most hilarious part of the movie, depending on how they pull it off.
Big news week. Since we've been away, man, like in San Diego Comic-Con, everything's going down. Get to catch up on a lot of trailers there. And is there any big story before we move on? There was an X-Men Apocalypse image, correct?
X-Men Apocalypse images have been released. It's on Collider.com. So yeah, a bunch of images came out. You can see Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse, and he looks like a villain from the Power Rangers. So I don't know about that.
Yes, Ivan Ooze.
Olivia Munn looks insanely, disgustingly, freakishly hot as
Sonic. Yeah, I agree. That's amazing. Oh, man.
I'm loving Alexandra Shipp with Mohawk Storm.
Yeah, me too.
Nightcrawler looks good. Sansa Stark as Jean Grey looks good. I'm super worried about how much people are going to crap on the Apocalypse character. But I'm sure with how Days of Future Past was, it's going to end up being a good movie. So definitely, if you're out there, people, try and check out the images online. It looks, outside of Apocalypse, everything else looks great.
What I'm curious of, it's still not really there, is the whole Horseman aspect. I'm very curious how they'll pull it off and who they've got, the guy and the big actors for that.
I agree. I think that's what's going to ruin it.
Wait, what do you mean what's going to ruin it?
Basically, the people they've named, I don't know. Is anybody not aware who they've named is going to be the Four Horsemen? Because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
I didn't know. Please let us know.
Okay.
I think it's Ric Flair, Arn Anderson.
Okay, so basically they're saying it's going to be Magneto, Mohawk Storm, Psylocke, and the only person that truly was a horseman is Archangel. Yeah. And I don't know how they're going to play that with them portraying. I don't know if that wipes the Chester Worthington character out completely. There's just a lot of certain things. Like, I thought this movie had a lot of potential, but just certain things were going to make or break this movie. I mean, you got to go with what you got to go with when it comes down to making an Apocalypse. But I think they could have done a better job as far as his look. But the Four Horsemen, it's just going to totally fuck your head up. Like, okay, how is it that Magneto, Storm, who was an X-Men, and, you know, it just won't add up, right? I think it could potentially hurt them. But, hey, thank God for Deadpool.
Yeah, but you know what, Carnage? Now those pictures make sense. Because that's the whole point. The pictures are, now I'm realizing that we're seeing Apocalypse with his horsemen.
Did you say Frylock was going to be one of them?
Frylock.
All right, so what's next? Yeah, would you like to discuss the images? Let's go. What do you think? What do you think of Psylocke?
He's going to eject. Kill it in his pants as soon as he sees it.
Ooh, shit. Olivia Munn. Yeah. Holy shit. Wow.
Swing.
This is her role. Yeah, it is. This is her fucking role.
And I love how they went out.
They were interviewing her, and they're like, so how do you get in the suit? And she said, it takes two people to completely lube up her body to get in that body suit.
I would love that job.
I think I've got to lube up my own body and fucking rub one out after watching this.
Shit, I'd accidentally slip a hand in if I was the guy rubbing the lube on. Whoop, slid right in.
Holy shit.
Does Aaron Rodgers do this to you?
This is her role. This is her role. Everybody's got their big role, and she was kind of... She didn't have anything defining yet. She's starting her movie career. I mean, she did Attack of the Show and stuff, but this is fucking, it. Done. Take my money right now.
Everybody out there has big roles, but Melissa McCarthy has many of them.
Yeah. Mike and Molly.
No,
all right.
No, I was saying she's fat.
Because she's big. It's a big
role. I get it. No problem. I understand where you're going there. Let's get into the movie review of the week. Reviews. Hello. That was not
that
the movie
the
review
clip.
Yeah, hungover. Okay, let's start with Arnold the Terminator. Hasta la vista. If it bleeds, you can kill it.
It's time to play the game.
Get in the chopper. I'm thinking of a Mr. Freeze pun.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Chill.
put that cookie down.
Put that cookie down right now.
Now.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who said you could eat my cookies?
Fucking heavy with his voices. I love it. Puts us all to shame. Terminator Genesis came out a couple of weeks ago. I was very excited for this movie. Not only for the dragon lady who looked badass. Fuck, what's her name again? Emilia Clarke?
Yeah.
Oh my God, she was fucking hot badass in this with her fucking machine gun. Really bringing it. What I really enjoyed about the movie, the story was a bit all over the place, but I could forgive that because they had to explain a lot of shit. I loved how they showed Arnold. They didn't show his age and his lack of movement ability. They hit it extremely well with the cuts, but it wasn't like taken cuts. It was done properly. It wasn't too over the top. And like they justified the age really, really well in the movie story-wise, and they hit his age as Terminator really well as well. So that was one of the things I was really concerned about, because you could see now, getting up in age with these movies, he's very limited in what he can do, but with really good editing techniques and effects, they hit most of that, not a problem at all. I love the new Terminator. I love the fight scenes. Music was really good. Actors brought it. I mean, you know, Arnold. This is Arnold's role. He will forever be the Terminator. And when he wasn't in the last one, it really lacked. I missed him. So it was great to see him in it. Overall, I give it probably give it an 8, because it was overall, again, you can overlook the kind of the storyline. If you're a fan of this franchise, it's probably better if you see the first two, because there are things that if you didn't foresee the first two, you're not going to get. So even rewatch them to get you prepared for the movie, but definitely worth checking out. Who else has seen Terminator?
I saw it actually last night. It was fucking damn fucking good. I do have a... Did anybody else not see it? Because I don't want to spoil anything, but I have a question for Old School, because I didn't catch watch something. It,
but spoil away.
Yeah, if post-show, like if we're giving away any plot details, I'll probably mute it or silent it.
Okay, basically, I was just curious. Did they ever reveal who sent him back?
No, I don't think they did.
See, and I'm curious about that because it... I mean, to be honest, hands down, I like the way the placement of the movie was. I mean, I know it was all over the place, like you said, but you see the advancement because the way they kind of switch up the war by sending someone a little earlier, it changed basically the advancement of the tech when it came to Skynet. So I like that aspect of it. And to be honest, I would say about an 8 or a 9 for me. It was a damn good movie. Watched it with the kiddos last night. Now all I got to see is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
What part does Matt Smith play in this movie?
Yeah, I didn't know either.
He's supposedly in it.
I believe he was Skynet
itself. What?
If anything, I need to double check and verify, but there was a... I think if anything, it'd be that person, because that's the only other person.
I was about to say, you probably don't know who Matt Smith is.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it because you don't...
Doctor Who. Doctor Who, right?
Yeah, Doctor Who guy, yeah.
Yeah, he was the one was he? The one with the glasses?
No, the one with the giant forehead.
Yeah,
in the chin.
Give me something else, because I know there was a guy that played in the Dark World as one of the elves. Malekith.
No, that's another. Damn it!
I know that's what. Hold on, let me go through the ones I know. I know who David Tennant is.
That's not him.
I know. So Matt Smith is the one. Oh, he wore like a yellow jacket, didn't he, or something like that?
No, he wore a bow tie.
Okay, yeah, boom, with big brown hair.
Bow ties are cool.
Yeah.
And okay. A forehead and a chin.
Is he in the movie? So he's in the movie.
Let me verify right now. Give me a second.
I know he's in the movie, but I know whenever right before it came out, a lot of Doctor Who fans were like in fan page, were kind of like talking about how, you know, we know he's in the movie, but we haven't seen him in the trailer. And I suppose he was going to play some major role.
Yeah, he's.
To be specific, he's.
So Old School, this will not be in the final. Will this be broadcasted?
If I can hide it, like edit it so that nobody knows what it is. Yes. If not, it's not. I'm not going to do it.
I censor.
Yeah, I'll try to censor it. But if it still gives anything away, I'll probably cut it.
Because I'll tell you one thing. Okay, well, can I say something that is not that is like not spoilerific now? So you're fine.
Go
okay.
for it.
So yeah, Matt Smith's in the movie. And one thing that's interesting is that he's been having a really shitty time ever since he left Doctor Who. He had his only two movies since that, you know, that he left for a movie career. He's had a movie with a Ryan Gosling directed film, which is apparently very bad, didn't make it. And now this one got terrible reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. A lot of people disagree with you, old school. So that's why I'm very curious to watch. But in any case, it seems like Matt Smith has not been doing too well since he's left Doctor Who.
I think the people who disagree with me
are
not fans of the franchise.
Really?
Yes, I agree too.
Honestly, they're they haven't seen the previous ones, or
go ahead.
They wanted it to be like, they had it on such high anticipation levels that when they actually saw it, they got disappointed. I went in there just like, whatever happens, happens. And I thought it was fantastic.
Hey, old school, do you know what the first Terminator has on Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know what the first one. I know the second one scores extremely high.
Number one is 100%.
You know, I think that's more over time. I think when if Rotten Tomatoes was available in the 80s,
yeah,
I don't think it would have scored anywhere close to that.
But then again, I think it's because it was so fresh and new in the 80s that every reviewer was impressed. Because Rotten Tomatoes is not like everybody gives it an 8+. Everybody says it's not, it's good or it's bad. So maybe people have different opinions, but I guess in the 80s when they first saw this, it was so new and fresh that they were like, well, who wouldn't enjoy this? It's a good film. So I believe that's why it has 100% for back then.
You also got to consider the rose-colored glasses scenario too. Because it's over time, people will appreciate something.
Okay, so you're saying that, so it's retrospective reviews or retroactive?
Well, again, it wasn't released in the Rotten Tomatoes wasn't in the 80s, so whenever Rotten Tomatoes came out,
so you're saying when they were okay? Because I was taught they could.
I don't know. I don't think they sourced back old.
Yeah,
stuff.
I thought they sourced back like old reviews from newspapers.
Go on Rotten Tomatoes. You can go on Rotten Tomatoes, and it'll go as far back as people have posted about it. So.
You know, but the internet was not around in the 80s. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
I've also seen it.
Would you care to comment?
Oh, sure. I was waiting for you to throw that to me. Yeah, it makes 3 and 4 like absolute shit. The guy who played John Connor, was it me or was his forehead disproportionate to his body? Because I found his forehead took up a lot of the screen.
It does.
But maybe because I have a huge head, I didn't notice it.
Yeah. But now that I'm thinking back about it, I'm like, man, this guy had a giant freaking forehead. Like, it was ridiculous. And I don't know. I thought the guy who played John Connor did an all right job, but I think they could have casted somebody better. Arnie did a great job. Emilia Clarke did a great job. Jay Courtney even did a good job. I enjoyed J.K. Simmons' character, how the build up to his character in modern time, don't want to say anything to spoil it. So even young Kim, I believe it is, guy who was like the T-1000 in the 80s, even like he was a really good person to cast as the newest T-1000. Definitely, if you're a fan of Terminator, check it out. For me, Terminator-wise, it's an 8. Normal movie-wise, it's like a 7.
Do you think they could have brought back, who's the one who played the T-1000 in the 90s?
Robert Patrick.
You think they could have brought Patrick back, or would it have been
looks really close to what he did then, so I don't see why they didn't. Maybe he was busy or something.
But he got wider, no? Didn't his jaw get a lot wider, no?
Yeah, he's a bit of a huskier dude, I believe.
Yeah. He looks almost the exact same.
I did like the fact how they showed the T-1000 just like flick his fucking hand and it dripped down and it take over the Terminator. Yeah. That was pretty dope.
All right, moving on. Who has seen Ant-Man?
I have. Anybody else would like to start? Will, have you seen it yet?
No, I don't even know if I will watch it. I'm not sure. It hasn't been getting great buzz.
Fucking haters. That's because people are haters.
Yeah, but that second trailer when it came out sold me on it. So.
Here's the thing with Ant-Man, and I've gotten into a big argument with Devil Vamp about this, saying Ant-Man is not a draw. Ant-Man, yes, it's under the Marvel Universe, but it's going to be the first movie in Marvel to make under $100 million. I'm going to be wrong there. It's probably going to make around 120, but still, for a Marvel movie to open with under 60 million, I think just shows the non-draw of the Ant character. And in my opinion, I think the comic book universe in general, we're going to start seeing more decreased numbers because the market is being flooded with this stuff. And I think they reached too far into the well. Ant-Man should not have own standalone movie, in my opinion. So before we get into the review, I'd like to get people's thoughts on that. Am I out of my mind there, or do you guys agree with me?
I was gonna say, I think it does seem a little oversaturated, but I think what at the same time, they're trying to evolve it to a point to where these, and I think I've said it before, like a lot of these movies, they stand alone in their own series, like the Iron Man movies, for example. But they're all trying to like tell a bigger story, and that takes a lot of time, and a lot of people with their patience level, they don't have it. They don't want to sit through the Avengers, Guardians, Ant-Man, all this to get to Thanos, for example, but to get to this big payoff that we want to. It's kind of similar to a lot of things about wrestling fans, about them having no patience. I think that's it too, but it's also the main fact of now we're getting like, what, 3 or 4 movies a year on one big major storyline. It does seem oversaturated, but I don't know. There's a part of me that actually likes it, but I think there could be a part of the audience that doesn't.
But old school, you could say that, but then again, you could say the same about Guardians of the Galaxy, that it was not a draw, and it was saturated. However, that did really well. So I think it's just them throwing stuff and hoping that, I think, Marvel, the brand itself, becomes the attraction and not the heroes. So
yes.
So then why, how can I say, if Marvel doesn't take any risks, yes, they could rely on their Avengers characters. However, you wouldn't get stuff like Guardians of the Galaxy.
That I would agree with. And I think a lot of people were surprised at the numbers of Guardians because they were kind of like a jobber comic book. They weren't really well known. But I think Chris Pratt had something to do with it, that there was a lot of names in there. And I think the chemistry between the characters really, the trailer sold it very well.
I think you're onto something of it being kind of an ensemble of where you have these like 4 or 5 main characters and they all had their own thing. And not a lot of people knew what to expect going into it, but I'll never forget the weekend that came out, because I think I saw it either a week late or I saw it at the end of the weekend. But I don't know how many Facebook statuses or tweets that I read during that weekend that said, "I am Groot." And I just went, what the fuck? But they had so many little things to make that such a bigger deal. This is just Ant-Man. And I think it's not even just the character. I think the name itself doesn't seem to be that big of a draw because it's Ant-Man. How much draw is there in Ants? I even think the movie Ants isn't even that great. But hey, it's just fucking Ants.
It's true. Ants are not a draw.
What about Bug's Life? That was a draw.
Yeah, but it wasn't focused on the ant.
It was. It really was.
Oh, really?
Okay. It was, but they had other insect characters that were mean. And it was called A Bug's Life, not Ants.
Love it. If it was called Ants Life, it'd be like, oh, well, stop making any money.
No, it was just fucking garbage on the same.
The thing about Ant-Man was, though, he was like one of the least known characters.
Oh, Ants? Ant-Man?
Yeah, but like he basically, they took everything that made Ant-Man in the comic book and gave it away pretty much. I mean, if they would have brought him the way that the comic book did, because he was the creator of Ultron. He created Ultron, not Tony Stark, not Bruce Banner. But the thing was, the controversy that surrounded the actual first Ant-Man, he was a wife beater. He used to beat the shit out of the Wasp.
Jane.
And he was the first incarnation of Ant-Man. And then Scott Lang was the next one to hold the suit. So you're kind of getting that Ant-Man, the lackluster one. You don't really get an explanation behind it. Hank Pym is like the older guy that
still been a wife beater. They still used Hank Pym as a character.
Yeah, but they took away everything that made Ant-Man. I think that's why they went with Scott Lang rather than Hank Pym, because Hank Pym is the one that should have been the Ant-Man character-wise, not necessarily in age or anything, but it's actually they're going with the second one to hold the suit, and that was Scott Lang. So you kind of took everything that made Ant-Man, and you kind of threw him out there just to add him to the story. And I think a lot of thing with these movies, too, is they got to give these minor roles. Like, for instance, Falcon, he's in this one. He's in this
spoiler
one.
Spoiler alert, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. It was in the trailer. So, y'all.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I didn't know.
I'll be doing a lot of muting this episode.
Myself, I start avoiding trailers a month before the movie because that's usually when they release their like, here's everything trailer. So that's why. But I'm sure some people don't know about that yet.
Carnage, I have a quick question for you. So since you know the comics, in this case, better than me almost, Yellow Jacket, isn't that also Hank Pym?
Hank Pym created the suit, but someone eventually takes that technology. So they kind of went that route with it, but I can't remember if the character that is playing Yellow Jacket is the person who was wearing Yellow Jacket when it got taken. But yeah, it was a suit created by Hank Pym, the technology, and it was taken from him. So I think they kind of did that a little right.
Okay, because I from what I read, when I was reading comics, Hank Pym was Yellow Jacket, but whatever, it's all good.
Okay.
So, movie review.
Yeah, sorry, went off topic, when it trailed off a little bit. Go ahead.
Ant-Man, it adds nicely to the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Paul Rudd did a surprisingly well-done job in it. Corey Stoll as the Yellow Jacket / Darren Cross character, He was an amazing bad guy, and I want to see him in more. I want to see the guy who played Yellow Jacket more than I want to see Paul Rudd. Evangeline Lilly looked super hot. Michael Pena and like their crew of criminals that he gets together with are super funny. It's very comedic heavy, this one. There's a lot more comedy in this than there, like, it went really heavy with the comedy at some points, but that's probably because of Paul Rudd. You could tell at one point it was rewritten because originally they had Edgar Wright on as the writer, and he didn't want to include anything from Marvel. Marvel stepped in and said, that's not fucking happening. So you could tell there's a shift in the story, but a lot of comedic part is definitely Edgar Wright. In the second trailer that a lot of people see, the Thomas the Tank Engine, there's even more stuff than that, except for, like, you see the scene where Yellow Jacket gets hit with the train and then the train just falls off. It continues from there. They do mention how Hank Pym used to be Ant-Man, and it continues from there. Definitely, if you want to, you know, see more of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, check it out. For me, it's an 8 out of 10.
Thank you very much, Carp. Has anybody else seen Ant-Man? Okay.
I've seen The Gallows.
We also have The Gallows. Yeah, let's get your review.
I really like The Gallows. I knew what I was in for because it was, you know, it's a handy cam, like cell phone style, you know, guerrilla shooting, I guess they call it or whatever. So
Blair Witch kind of thing?
Yeah, Blair Witch style. I like the concept of the new possible like horror character there is out there, Charlie. The people do an all right job of acting in it. Definitely, if you want to see a scary movie, check it out. My 13-year-old nephew had his hands half covering his eyes most of the time, leaning over to me going, I'm not cool with this, Uncle Mike. I'm not cool with this.
hold on. What were you doing when he said, oh, you're watching,
watching
movie.
Them,
okay.
A horror movie.
Okay.
I jumped at the stupidest part. I don't jump or like any of the big jump scares. And then at one point they turn on a spotlight and it's super loud. So I jump. You have to have a good sound system with this movie too, like the Babadook, because there's a lot of, it helps add to the movie.
So it's really better enjoyed in the theater.
Yeah, it's much more enjoyed in the cinema. Or if you have maybe a 90-inch TV at home with an amazing sound system. Definitely a Cheapy Tuesday. I suggest if you like horror movie, go check it out. And for me, it's also an 8 out of 10.
Awesome. All right. A lot of good movies. It's super saturated market. Okay, let's get into the weekend box office for this week. Carp, we got a lot of movies out, oversaturated market, a lot to choose from, a lot of money flowing through that box office this week. Let's get the numbers.
So these are only estimates at the moment, as the final numbers only realistically come out the day of this
podcast. Keep in mind, sorry, Carp, to interrupt you, but to give the listeners an idea, normally we record on Tuesdays, so the box office numbers get released, I think, Monday, Tuesday. So yeah, so in this case, going forward, we're going to be recording on Sunday. So the weekend estimates are usually in Sunday. They're not off by too much. You might see a couple $1 million difference, but for the most part, it's going to resemble the numbers that are going to come out on Tuesday. Sorry, Carp, go ahead.
So to not many people's surprise, I would assume, Ant-Man first place opening weekend with a weekend estimate of $58 million on a budget of $130 in the end with DVD sales. And this is what's supposed to end phase two of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So when the box set and all that other stuff comes out, they will be more than making their money back. World foreign, 56.4 on top of that. So already 114 worldwide for Ant-Man. I'm assuming none of the panelists are surprised by this?
No.
Nope.
Second place with a surprising 56% drop, still pulling in $50.2 million, is Minions, for a total current gross of $216 million in 2 weeks, with an additional 409 foreign.
Totally not shocked at that either. Kind of called it when we were doing the draft. Like,
does anybody find that a bit low?
No.
I find it a bit low for the magnitude
I'm
of the movie.
I'm not surprised.
Also, by the way, what's crazy is that I haven't seen this much publicity and like extra merchandise for something since like the Disney movies of the 90s. This is nuts. It's Minions everywhere. They're making money off the movie, but also off all the extra stuff. And what I thought is that they don't even need to translate the Minions in different language. Like, it must be really easy to translate these movies into other things.
Did you guys hear about the McDonald's thing where he's saying,
yeah,
what,
saying
the fuck?
What the fuck?
it does sound like he's saying what the fuck.
This doesn't surprise me, but I like it. Like, yeah, it dropped, but I think it's still going to stay top five, top 10 for a while. We're probably going to be talking about it for a good month or two.
Oh yeah, this is going to end up with probably over $750 million worldwide, for sure. Well,
and of course, where it's going to make a lot more of their money. This is going to make a lot more of its money come home market, because this will release Christmas, and if it's not a superhero movie that the kids want for Christmas, it's going to be this movie.
Yeah, I agree. Home market, Christmas release. Very smart timing. A lot of fucking cash.
Third position opening this week would be Amy Schumer and Judd Apatow's Trainwreck, pulling in an estimated $30.2 million on a budget of roughly $35 million. This looks funny. I'm definitely going to try and check it out sometime this week.
There's definitely a lot that I want to see about this. So far, top three movies are three movies that I definitely want to see. And the John Cena cameo, I like. Well, not cameo, but his minor role in it. There's a little video out there while promoting the movie John Cena did where he challenges LeBron to a fight. It's kind of well done. And it's not serious at all, just how Cena comes off live. It's pretty funny.
So in fourth place, we have Inside Out, still in the top five for 5 weeks strong, $11.6 million for a total of $306.3 million in 5 weeks. Fifth place, still dominating, is Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, for another $11.4 million for a total of $611 million domestic, with an additional $902 foreign,
fuck,
for a total of $1.5 billion.
What the fuck? Wait, what's Avatar at?
And it's only been out 6 weeks.
Okay, wait. Could this beat Avatar?
I think it just beat it. I think it's on its way to beating it.
Holy fuck.
I mean, I've seen it once, and honestly, well, my experience got ruined because some stupid kid didn't know how to shut the fuck up during it. I may go see it again. So, for sixth, we have Arnold in Terminator Genesis for 5.4 for a total of 80.6 and 196 foreign. So 277 worldwide so far, which is actually pretty good. Those are really good foreign numbers. And for those who haven't seen Terminator Genesis, stick around for after the credits. There's a post-credit scene.
Well, it depends if you like the – I don't want to spoil anything.
That's
but
why I just said stick around.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, stick around.
Seventh
but
place.
Some people are – sorry to interrupt again.
Yeah, no problem.
Some people are going to hate what happens, and some people are going to love what happens, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
All right, so seventh place, we have pretty much only vaginas go to see this. It would be Magic Mike XXL.
Gay dudes, too.
Yes, and homosexual gentlemen. 4.5.
Wait, guys, no, it's funny.
5 million for a total of 58.6.
Carp, I'll say that. My brothers took my mom to see it, so I'm going to call them all a bunch of fags.
And, I mean, for me, this is a good foreign number for Magic Mike XXL. It pulled in 31 foreign for a total of 89.6 million worldwide. And then the last few, we have Gallows in 8th place, 4 million for a total of 18. There's no way the budget in this was above 2 million, so they could easily make another Gallows film. 9th place, Ted 2, 2.7 million for a total of 77.4. And then in 10th place, we have something called Mr. Holmes, opening for...
Yeah, it's an older Sherlock playing by...
Ian McKellen.
Yeah, it looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does. It really looks good.
It looks amazing.
Pulled in $2.4 million on, surprisingly, 363 screens. That's a pretty good number. And that'll be it for the week of July 17th to 19th.
Thank you very much, Mr. Carp. Okay, so we recapped on the week that was. Let's get you ready for this week. We got two big movies coming out. Three big movies coming out.
There's three wide releases this week.
Yes, and two of those wide releases are going to make or break my movie draft, so you fuckers better go see them. The first one looks fucking amazing. Hold off on that trailer for just a sec. Being a fan, of course, a kid, fan of the old school video games, and being a fan of Adam Sandler for the most part, not the recent shit, but like the Happy Gilmore and stuff like that, Billy Madison. Oh, Doyle rules! So... being a fan of those two things and seeing this amalgamation of the two into a fucking crazy movie where the video game characters are in space and they take over and like Pac-Man's like eating cars and shit. This looks fucking great. I'm probably going to be opening weekend for this.
I have premiere tickets.
There you go. You fucker. Uh-oh. You lucky bastard. All right. Yeah. So before we talk too much about this, we're going to play the trailer and get our thoughts. Here we go. Pixels. They get like the serious kind of like space exploration stuff. Twits and Adam Sandler get eaten by Pac-Man. It's great.
For our freedom and yours.
They got like the Ronald Reagan fucking. It's so good.
Some alien life force has sent real life video games to attack us. Man's a bad guy?
Donkey Kong.
It's just a barrel. How bad could it hurt?
The only way to take down Pac-Man is with ghosts.
You want ghosts?
These are your ghosts.
Oh, yeah!
We're the only ones who can do this!
I'm kidding. We are all gonna die. I'm just sorry.
May I introduce to you Professor Iwatani, the creator of Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is not bad. You'll see.
Professor Iwatani, what are you doing?
I will talk to him. He's my son. Hello, my sweet little boy. Look how big you've grown.
That's so sweet. He's so sweet.
I know. You're a good boy.
Somebody annihilate this stupid thing!
I fucking love it. I mean, story-wise, you know, Adam Sandler needs to save the world. What? They can't have anybody else, but fuck it. Who cares? It's a movie. This looks fucking great. I love that Pac-Man's a heel in this. You got Donkey Kong, Space Invaders. I can't say enough about this. I'm so excited. Any idea what the production budget is on this? Because it looks very production heavy. Yeah, I thought it was actually going to be closer to 150. So, but I think 110 makes sense to make its money back, because I think it's going to make, we'll save that for the next segment. But I'll just say I think it's going to make round two domestic. I'm hoping. I'm opening weekend for sure. Yay for me. Carnage. Yay or nay?
Yeah, definitely. I'll check it out.
Will.
No, it doesn't look good to me. Sorry.
No. Is it, what is it? Is it the Adam Sandler-esque?
I'll tell you what it is. I really hate how this trailer tries to sell it to me. Like, a lot. It's like, guys, we got everything. So we're going to just have him say the word Donkey Kong for like one line. Thanks. Okay, now I know he's in it. Oh, look, now there's also Pac-Man. Also, it kind of sounds dumb. I actually don't know how they can beat these things. I don't know. He's like, we're the ones that can make it. No, you're not. How are you? Why you? It's just what it is. It's like a trailer to sell like kids' toys, and they show like, look at this nice new shiny toy. That's what this trailer feels to me, and I'm just not gonna bite.
So too much corporate.
Yeah, too much. Way too much corporate. Yeah, it's Adam Sandler who's well known for that shit.
There you go. Heavy set.
I wish Kevbo was on this call. Because you know he'd be shitting on it worse than Will.
He'd be totally shitting on this fucking thing.
It's just not up my alley. It's a nay for me. No. For me, this personally, I think the storyline is probably going to be shit, but the nostalgia for these characters and how everything's going to play out is what's going to bring me to the movie theater, and it is a yay for me.
And Carp?
Yeah, I got premiere tickets for Wednesday, so I'm definitely going. I was going to go anyways. The cast... Minus Sandler and James, I'm actually more interested in the rest of the cast. Peter Dinklage is in it. Josh Gad, he's becoming really funny.
yeah, it's true. Peter Dinklage is in
it. Sean Bean's in it, so you know he's going to die in some sort of creative way.
Yeah, he has to die. And, he dies in everything.
It's just the concept of, you know, we send out a space capsule with 80s video games. Aliens read it and thinks that we're going to attack them. So they'd attack us with what we sent them as kind of like a peace thing. To me, that's just... And it's, you know, it's Pac-Man, it's Galaga. And who knows what video game characters from the 80s might show up that we haven't seen in the trailer yet. I'm really looking forward to seeing this on Wednesday.
All right.
Wouldn't it be funny if they had the Atari version of E.T. in the game?
I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of inside shit for this movie. Yeah. I guarantee you they reference it.
Wait, so he's going to be like he's going to emerge from a giant dumpster? Because that's where they're all left.
No, he's going to get stuck at some point and he won't be able to move. He's going to be something like that. I guarantee it. The people who wrote this, I know Sandler probably co-wrote it, but he probably referenced a lot of fucking video game geeks in this to make it appropriate. So I think it's going to be great.
He's got no writing credit on it.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's probably why it looks good. That's why I'm interested in seeing it.
Yeah. Tern Lahey and Timothy Dowling. He Dowling's done a bunch of stuff with Apatow, and Hurley has done a bunch of stuff with Sandler.
Long episode this week. Well, a lot to talk about and get caught up on. Two more movies coming out this week. This is from the Weinstein Company. Jake Gyllenhaal gets motherfucking ripped for Southpaw.
I expected a hard fight. You know, I put my family through a lot.
The more you get hit, the harder.
How do you fight? I get it.
Let's go!
Only now you've taken way too many hits before you get off.
You can't fight like that anymore.
Think about her.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I love you.
I love you.
So predictable.
Man.
The light heavyweight champion of the world, Billy Corgan.
I wouldn't be here without my wife, Maureen.
Hey, Billy, why are you leaving so soon?
Come on, keep walking.
Baby, you ain't never been a real man.
Let that go. Let's go home.
How about I take your belt?
Hey, stop!
Who would look me in the eye? No, 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 no! No, no, no!
This court is aware of the tragedy your family has suffered, Mr. Hope. Nonetheless, you have chosen to demonstrate dangerous behaviors while having custody of your daughter.
Dad?
You need help, Billy.
It'll be a year before your suspension is up, which means zero income.
Legal custody of the child shall remain with family services until the father can demonstrate the abilities of a responsible parent.
Please, I don't
want to. I'm sorry, please.
Billy, Dad, come on.
No, man. I gotta do this alone.
So what brings Billy Hope into my job?
I'm looking for a job, maybe a place to trade.
You couldn't handle the rules here, man.
I can't lose my daughter. I give you my everything.
Somebody help me, please!
I know that you're mad at me right now.
You don't know anything.
She doesn't want to see you today.
Tell her I love her.
Gotta let her hate you so she can get better. I am freaking out!
How'd you like to fight for that title?
You think that you can beat Magic?
Not without you.
I'm gonna fight again. I'm gonna get my kid back.
What chance is there that Hope could win? The cards are stacked against Hope.
They say Billy Hope can't make it. Billy Hope is over. This is your time. This is your moment.
You can control your destiny.
Got 50 Cent in there, Jake Gyllenhaal, Forrest Whitaker finally not in a cop role. He plays a trainer, not a fucking detective like in every other movie. I mean, yeah, you know, the storyline is not unique in the sense that we've seen, you know, Rockies and all kinds of other movies like this, but the acting looks really good. The storyline, although unoriginal, is quite interesting. So it's going to be a cheapy Tuesday for me, Carnage. Yerne.
Yeah, I'd probably say I'm going to wait for it to come out on DVD or something.
Digital download. Will.
Yeah, DVD as well.
Have you seen it?
Probably DVD.
Fuckers need to go see it. I need to catch up to Andre. Cart.
Yeah, this looks really good. I'm definitely going to try and check it out in the cinema.
There you go.
I mean, Gyllenhaal's acting, he looks great in this. You could tell he steroided up to get in shape for it, like most Hollywood actors do. And even the kid looks like a good actor. And I'm looking forward to Eminem is very heavy on the soundtrack. And the last soundtrack he wrote was for 8 Mile, and that was a great fucking soundtrack too, so. I'm probably going to go see this on Tuesday.
Two cheapy Tuesdays, three digital downloads. For Southpaw.
I thought I heard a rumor about this movie that it was originally wrote kind of like Eminem's life. And they wanted him to play the main role. And he said it was too close to his actual life to want to play it.
That's really interesting.
I'd heard that they casted him originally as the main character. And then he couldn't get into the shape they wanted him to in time, so they just kept him on the soundtrack.
Oh, cool. Interesting. Okay, one more. Big release this week called Paper Towns.
The way I figure it, everyone gets a miracle. My miracle was I wound up living across the street from Margot Roth Spiegelman. She was inarguably the most gorgeous creature that God had ever created. Margot's life was a series of unbelievably epic adventures.
Are you going to spend the rest of high school pining for this girl?
As senior year drew to a close, Margot and I were practically strangers. Until this one night.
What the? Margot?
I need to borrow your car.
What?
I have 9 things I need to do tonight.
Can't you just get your boyfriend to do it?
Ex-boyfriend. My boyfriend has been cheating on me. Revenge plot begins.
Not as weird as it looks.
Stop.
I can't believe you just did that.
Take the picture, now.
Okay, now that was fun.
I can feel my heart beating in my chest.
That is the way you should feel your whole life.
It's beautiful.
It's a paper town. Paper houses and paper people. Everything's uglier up close.
Not you. You think it's gonna be different in the morning?
I really hope so.
Margot always loved mysteries. Maybe she loved them so much, she became one.
She's gone.
When was the last time you saw Margot?
You were with her her last night. It has to mean something.
There's something in Margot's window.
She left little clues, like breadcrumbs.
I found something.
I think she's sending you a message.
Come find me. We're trying
so hard. You'll go to the paper towns and you'll never come back. I think I know where she might be.
I'm going with you.
She's going. I'm definitely going.
Take a risk. Stop playing it so safe. Maybe that's what she's been trying to tell me the whole time.
What can I say? I'm on a mission.
Hey!
You love her, right?
Yeah, I do. Everyone gets a miracle. My miracle is Margot Ross Spiegelman.
Not usually my type of flick. It might be an interesting Netflix watch, so I would say digital download for me. Carnage.
I agree.
Will.
I don't know. You know what? I'll watch on the flight. If I ever go on a plane again. Yeah, that.
If I'm forced to be on a plane.
That's
and watch
the, no, because that's how I watched the last film like this. What was it called? John Green.
Fault in Our Stars.
No. The Fault in Our Stars. It's the same writer?
Exactly what I just said.
Okay. Well, same thing.
I think so. Yeah. Have you set?
Digital download.
Garp.
Hey.
Yeah, I figured you're in it for that. Okay, week 12 of the summer movie draft. Actually, it's going to be more on 14, but because we took a couple weeks off. But we'll call it week 12 of the summer movie draft. The results are in. Let's discuss.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Now that most of these movies have been released, we're getting more of a feeling of what's going down, and we can predict kind of long shot of what's going to happen. Andre is in a dominating position right now in the lead with $842 million. The closest next to him is me. I'm at $635. Carp is in third place with $533. Heavy in fourth with $313. Kevin in fifth with $302. And Katie in sixth place with $216. So right now, I mean, that's the thing. Andre has no movies left, and Terminator was his last kind of big money movie, and that's pretty much done. So the number really is going to be around, I would say, around 847, 846. So whoever can hit around that number is going to be in decent shape. Before we get into kind of predicting what we need to do, I'll also discuss gross versus price. Best values for movies, Heavyset's pick of Pitch Perfect is still at the top. I think nobody's going to touch that. He got $18 million for every dollar he spent on Pitch Perfect 2. Inside Out for me has been doing well, $14 million per dollar spent. Andre got great value with Jurassic World. He gets $13 million per dollar spent. I also got a good pick with San Andreas, $12 million for every dollar spent. So now that 846 magic number is pretty much where we got a hit. I've got two movies left, and it's this weekend, Pixels and Southpaw. The only way for me to catch up here, Pixels has to do 200, and Southpaw has to do pretty good too. I think if Pixels and Southpaw do the numbers I'm hoping, I have a chance to win this. For Heavy, Heavy's still a good about $500 million down, but he's got two big fucking movies coming up with Fantastic Four and Mission Impossible. Fantastic Four is probably going to do in low twos, and if Impossible does well domestically, he's got a chance of winning this. Carp, I'm not too sure, man. For you, I think it's straight out of Compton's going to do maybe 40.
Straight out of Compton, a crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Yes, that. And Man from U.N.C.L.E., I think, is going to be, but that's got to do really well for you to win it. You've got to, I don't know with that, man. I think you need, the Man from U.N.C.L.E. needs to do like 250. Yeah. So you're a bit of a long shot right now.
I think I'm pulling in at least. I think Straight Outta Compton is going to have a good weekend because that movie looks really good.
And there's a huge fan base for that group. So I think it's going to do better than the other movie with Biggie did around 40. But I think there's more NWA fans than Biggie Small fans. So I if I'm looking pure just number-wise and fan base, I think you're right. I think it's going to pull in around 70. Kev, I think, is done. He's got Hitman. That's not going to do well. Masterminds. Sinister 2, Paper Towns. He's got Vacation, but with those movies, I don't see a big grossing number. I think he's done. And Katie had one movie, so Minions would have to make like $900 million or something. So I think really right now, I got a good chance that Pixels does well. Heavy's got a good chance because he's got this two number, and you're a bit of a long shot. And it's Andre, it's all about holding on for him right now.
And I still got a couple movies out there that still got some weeks to do. Like
that's true though. Yeah, that's true. I mean,
Ant-Man,
Magic Mike can scratch a bit more money. Ant-Man too. It's only the first week. You're right. Ant-Man's probably going to do around 120. So yeah, I think Heavy, out of all of us, I think Heavy has the best chance to catch up.
I think that Pitch Perfect might have saved my ass.
Yeah, because you figure Dope did fucking terrible.
I didn't pay shit for it, so
that's a good point.
Like, yeah. What did I spend, like a couple bucks?
Yeah, it was like throwaway money. You're right. Magic Mike, I think, did a lot less than you thought because you didn't get great value for that. I think you spent it in the 20s for that. And Magic Mike got you $2.9 million per dollar spent. So you definitely, I think you overestimated on that one. But Pitch Perfect totally fucking saved your ass. Nobody expected 180 for that movie. So in the weeks to come, we're going to see. Me, it all depends on Pixels. I think Heavy is the best chancer. All right. Upcoming releases. Yeah, the two ones I mentioned there this week. I've got two movies and Kev's got the Paper Towns. Let's start with Paper Towns in terms of predicting. How much are we making with Paper Towns? Start with Carnage.
I'm going to go with, let's say, $13 million.
$13 million. Will?
Say $15 million. Why not?
Heavy set.
Three ain't enough, man. I need five.
$5 million. Cut. I say six. I just can open with six. Pixels. Now, here's the interesting one. Carnage, Pixels, how much?
Let's say $75 million.
Okay. Will.
$60 million.
Heavy.
30.
Cart?
Yeah, like 35.
Really? Yeah, I think the fucking lowballers.
There's so much out right now that it's going to get sucked up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
The thing is, though, Jurassic Park is kind of rolling down. Sorry. I know you corrected me on Twitter too. You corrected me on Twitter like four times.
I still think you have Ant-Man and Minions. Those are still getting enough money.
You're right. I think you're right with Minions because Minions is going to tap into the fan base for this. It's going to be more like little kids and video game dudes. But yeah, Ant-Man might tap into it. Sorry. Who did I go last for the numbers? Oh, no, I'm last. Okay, good. I'm being optimistic here, and that's just for self-interest. But I'm hoping it makes a good $70 million. Realistically, I'm probably going to lean around 60. I'm hoping for 70, 75. But it's hard to predict that one for me. Southpaw, Carnage.
Okay, let me go with, I'll say $45 million.
Wow. Will.
I was going to say 18. I'll stick to my, 18 million.
Heavy.
11.
Carp.
I'm going to say about 25.
Yeah. All over the board here. We had as high as 45 and as low as 11. I'm going to actually say low here. I'm going to say 9 million. I'm hoping for 20. I'm really hoping for 20, but I don't think it's going to do that well. I think it's making 9 million. Okay, that's the movies coming out this week. Our financial numbers, our guessing, blah, blah, blah. We will go back in the time machine next week to see who did well and who picked out. Okay, let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Garp, let's check out the Twitter sphere for this week.
All right, June 30th, since I wasn't on and I figured you guys were recording. Ted 2 was pretty funny. Too many musical numbers this time. If you like McFarlane comedy, you'll like this. 7 on 10. Next, we have an article from
Double A. It's hot.
Kevbo Trek can't drive. I'm starting to side with that devil vamp. OMG. Yeah, Kevbo's pretty much a man-child. He's so bad.
I got nothing.
He's so bad that I offer to give him a lift to our subway so he could take the subway home. But no, he goes to his parents' house and has them drive him to his house.
That's fucking great.
What?
So he's a slow man child.
Wow.
Yep.
Afterwards, we have Ant the Vigilante. Guardians of the Galaxy sequel will be called Volume 2. It's a link to the bbc.co.uk article. Wow, them wacky Brits. Hashtag OSATM. That's originality for you. And another Ant the Vigilante. Ghostbusters costumes revealed by Paul Feig. Don't worry, not this. Another BBC article. 3, 2, 1, and heavy set, go. Ant posted an article about the new Ghostbusters costumes, and he figured you're going to go on a rant.
It's going back to what I said earlier in the show about they keep, in my opinion, they keep releasing way too much. Like, I don't know if anybody threw it in the OSATM, but I know they released the names of the characters, the Ecto-1, their version of the Ecto-1, bunch of other stuff. The Ecto-1 is the only thing that they've released that I go, oh, I kind of like it. The suits are just suits. It's whatever. And I have no bias towards it whatsoever. The proton packs look a little weird, but at the same time, if you really just think of technology, yeah, the originals were built in the 80s. Look at technology back then, and look at technology now. Okay, fine, whatever. But I'm just Peter Fig, stop. Just stop releasing shit. Let me be surprised. I don't want to have 1 week go by. Well, I do want to have a week go by where you don't release anything, so we can just be left guessing. But just stop. That's my rant.
Yeah, we understand why they're doing it. It's for financial reasons. You want to get people.
Into it. I get it. It's kind of like saying we got a bad reaction, so we're gonna try to leak out stuff. It's the same thing with Suicide Squad. We'll try to leak out all this stuff to try to get people excited. At this point, just wait till the first trailer, whenever you're going to release, which probably, this movie's supposed to come out next year, right?
Yep, I believe so.
So we're talking Christmas. I'll will be happy when you throw me an actual trailer so I can see everything in motion, not these pictures and the names and all that kind of stuff. But I'm willing to wait, but I'm guessing a lot of other people aren't. They're getting my money regardless because it's fucking right. Ghostbusters. But
I think there's a bit of a Skype delay, guys.
So we have Mop the Jockey, hashtag OSATM. Just watch Antiviral on Netflix. Weird fucking movie. I agree with that, but I enjoyed it for what it was. Definitely, if you want to watch some weird-ass semi-horror kind of drama flick, check out Antiviral on Netflix. Some more Ant the Vigilante. I just watched Independence Day. Am I an alien? Is he? Anybody? I mean, I'd be an illegal alien.
I don't think he's an alien. I think he's fine.
He's an alien. He's an illegal alien. I'll stop saying.
Vigilante continues. Wolf of Wall Street, shit movie. Not a single wolf.
That's fucking awesome.
That's like when I heard about The Blind Side. Someone said, that was freaking some shitty false advertisement. I went in, the guy wasn't even blind.
My mom had one of the most racist comments about. She wanted to go see the movie.
And Blind
she was
Side.
Yeah, and I forget how she described it, but she thought the dude was blind. And I'm just no! I forget exactly how she put it.
But you know what I love? The cover, the poster is Sandra Bullock, holding his hand of this big black guy, as if he's
oh, about that one blind guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just no, it's not, no!
Wait, but it's not racist, though. That's not a racist comment.
No, I don't remember exactly what her racist comment was. There was something racist, but there was the other part of it that she thought he was blind. And that's the only part that I really remember.
Okay. Ant the Vigilante continues. Wondering how much menstruation and fish you could smell at the Magic Mike screening.
What was the last time we said that joke?
Well, there was that article of the woman who released earlier. Right?
Yep. Yeah, everything. She during Shades of Grey.
That's right, it was Shades of Grey. That was the joke.
Yeah, it was the woman who completely released all bowel movements, apparently, during 50 Shades.
Of course, there's a large vaginal steam cloud around those type of movies, but, it's what it is. It's smut. It's turning men into sexual objects, which I find completely disgusting, but there's a market for it.
I'm curious. Wait, old school, you find it disgusting?
Yes, it makes me sick.
But they do it with women, and you're okay with it.
Absolutely.
Okay, I see.
It could be Gone Girl.
Oh, God. Why do you gotta fucking bring that up? I was having a decent day today.
Because it's Gone Girl.
To my understanding, there's a lot of women complaining because Channing Tatum doesn't take off his clothing an hour into the movie of Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah, it's whatever. It makes me sick. If you're a woman, you go see this for that reason, then you're disgusting. Don't talk to me. That's it. Fuck off.
Well, no, this is the type of thing.
It's
where you send your girlfriend to it, she comes back all randy and horny, and then you take advantage of it.
There you go. But you know what? I have a brain too. I bring value, and the show men in the deplorable fashion like that really holds us back.
It does,
because we've been held back for so many years. white male, age 18 to 35, we can't get ahead in life. We're always being depicted as idiots in commercials, and women have all the positions of power. And it's all I want to be is treated equally. So when I walk into a room, I don't want to be treated for my body. I want to be treated for my mind. And until they do that, don't speak to me about it. It makes me sick. Yeah. It's disgusting. I'm getting hollered on the street. I'm trying to walk, getting whistled and stuff. And like, just look at me for the person inside, yeah, not the person outside. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
My eyes.
And I'm going to stop my rant there.
My eyes are up here and not in my pants. All right.
Agreed. And until we get on that level, society will continue to be the way it is. And, you know, you want to watch this kind of smut garbage? Go for it. Don't talk to me about it. Okay, while Heavy gets his shit together, continue the tweets.
AA Andy Anderson pops back on saying, I had low expectations for Terminator Genesis, but it turned out okay for me. I had the same. I kept my expectations low, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's the way to do it, to go in with that mindset. I did the same fucking thing myself. You go in there not expecting too much, and you're going to really enjoy yourself.
Exactly. From Cataclysmic, just saw the trailer for the new Goosebumps movie, and holy fuck, I'm excited.
Really?
I was a massive fan of the books growing up. Hashtag OSATM.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the trailer? Are you excited?
No, but it's just Goosebumps, so I really don't give a shit.
Well, it's because they're not redoing a Goosebumps story. They're doing like R.L. Stein as Jack Black, and all the Goosebumps stuff gets out. It's a lot more like Jumanji than it is like a Goosebumps thing.
It's kind of like Pixels for me. It's a movie that like I don't think the story is going to be really good, especially with Jack Black. And granted, I'm actually one of the few fans that actually like Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny, but like a lot of his choices for movies aren't that great, but still the nostalgia factor is what's going to bring me to see this movie. And I think unlike Pixels, I'll go see Pixels in a theater, but this one, Goosebumps, I might wait. Either a cheapy Tuesday, a dollar theater for me, or maybe a digital download.
Okay. And then I write, since I didn't know if I'd be on today or not, at oldschoolmovies.net, it's Jurassic World, not Park. Two entirely different films, which are almost 20 years apart. Got it?
Good. Got it. Get it. Good. And I'm still probably going to fuck
it. So next one is Carnage.
Almost 20 years apart, isn't it? Over 20 years apart?
The Suicide Squad trailer, over 20 years apart. Nonetheless, it's World and not Park.
Every time I say World, I'll buy you a beer.
Sweet.
Park.
Every time you say Park, you got to buy everybody Timbits.
Done.
We got Carnage posting about Suicide Squad, which we already discussed. Afterwards, we have Brian from Toons. Tong Po had to be despicable because they were afraid of the old man's Muay Thai.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a throwback to the I re-released the Van Damme last week. It's and I re-listened to it too, and it like makes me want to watch Kickboxer again. Fucking love it.
Just watched that last night.
That's awesome.
It's a great freaking film. It's an amazing film.
And then finally, from Brian at Toons, we have if Netflix has Red Sonja, I'm going to be up all night in a Conan marathon. Hashtag OSATM. That'll be it for the tweets of the last couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Long show this week. A lot to discuss, man. Getting caught up there. All right. Close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Mr. Carnage.
Yeah, you can follow me at Carnage0228. Not much else. Hopefully I'll get to see Ant-Man. Moving on.
Will, comicbooksftw.com.
Yeah, always there. Also, Sabertron.com, Seibertron. That's where I post some Transformers stuff.
Have you said the hardest working man in podcasting radio, which is not, hold on, that's redundant. The hard workest man in online radio things stuff.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at Will because that little plug there at the end, I just want to say, shut the fuck up, GoBot. Or I changed my handle to Optimus Prime.
Actually, so if you go to Gobotron.com, it's the same site, so you can do that.
Can you get your avatar to be morphed into a Transformer?
No, it's not a feature yet. Sorry.
You don't own CarsTheBots.com yet?
No, we don't own CarsTheBots.com. No.
Okay. I'm making a reference to all the reference I can think of to Clerks 2. So
I see. I didn't watch Clerks 2.
I love it. I love
GoBots are like the Kmart of Transformers. Anyway.
But do you know who owns GoBots now?
No.
Hasbro owns GoBots right now. So they actually filed for like the a licensing to like reactivate the name's license because there might be a movie coming up.
Do you think they'd mix the two worlds?
They already did in the comics.
They totally have to do a crossover.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite. It's just like they're just their characters that are interact with the Transformers. But they can't. The thing is that the toys are still owned by Bandai. So that's the only thing.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why they'll never come out with a movie. But anyway, Let me see. Let me do a plug for every show that I've done since we've done an episode.
Hold on. I just got to make sure Pamela will still record after 2.5 hours.
We have the allwrestling.com week in review, which I have filled in for coasting the past 3 weeks. I still think I got a couple more weeks left before I'm going to go back to normal call roles, which I am the main event of that show now. Anything Goes, NFL Easy Picks, NFL Easy Picks coming back. I have sent out fantasy football invites. Carp, did you get that invite?
I did not get that invite.
Okay, because I swear I sent out to everybody. I'll double check everything later.
So you didn't listen to my suggestion then?
What? CFL Easy Picks?
Yeah, you got to switch it to CFL Easy Picks so you can record on Sundays.
No, because we got to watch NFL football on Sundays. So there's that. Anything? We had a great 3-hour episode of Anything Goes. We were on that call for like 5.5 hours, but it was.
What I really like about that show is the dynamic of you three guys. Like, you can tell that you talk a lot off the show.
Yeah. It's.
And it's just like shooting the shit. Essentially, that's all it is.
Yeah, and then we.
But it's really entertaining.
That's why I do like throwing in the questions, because that could like give us just some sort of topic. Because if we would, I mean, granted, it's kind of a watered down version of what we've done on like Xbox. The hundreds of hours we spent on Xbox together, because we'd probably like just really just talk shit. But like this is like actually a little bit make more of an entertainment value and whatnot. But a 3-hour long show, yeah, I understand it's long. But then again, we don't throw Anything Goes out every week. Sometimes about once a month. I think we did two within like a short amount of like 2 in 1 week or 2 in 1 weekend one time, but that was just because fuck it, why not? DSJMP Wrestlecast I hosted last week, and I'm always on that show. I think that's it. Oh, the Ohio Indie Report, which I mean, the last episode is out of date right awesome. Now. I know I got an episode that I'm trying to record this coming week with the guy who is running Wrestle Geek Fest in Cleveland. And it's kind of a Comic-Con for wrestling fans. Not a lot of big names. I think Greg the Hammer Valentine, I know, is going to be there. Blue Pants, a.k.a. Leva Bates, Mia Yim. AIW is having a show that Friday night. It's called Battle of the Sexes, and every match is man versus woman. So take that what you will. Some of those matches can be very, very entertaining. It's never – people who are against it, I'll always say, listen, it's not just about man versus woman. Like, say a guy's going to always beat the shit out of a woman. It's showing that women are strong, and they do win a couple. And it's not by luck. It's out-wrestling their opponent. So I think that is everything except NFL Easy Picks. Like I said, I mentioned the show. We'll be coming back full force in just under a month-ish because we're almost to the Hall of Fame game, and then I know we're going to do one or two preseason episodes, and then we're on it for about 20 straight weeks.
There you go. If you want to check out any of Heavy's...
Are we still recording?
Yeah, okay. We are. If you want to check out any of Heavyset's shows, just open Google. Carp.
Or they all can be found, ironically, at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Brand new, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And well, we referenced the show in 2013, and I said the exact same thing, which is awesome. Carp.
Oh, I'm left to talk now. As per usual, StableWars.com.
Always looking for new members.
Always constantly new games going on. Come on by, play some games.
And fucking Mop won one of the. And Mop won one of the pay-per-views, right?
Mop did win one of the pay-per-views where you finished in, I believe, the bottom four.
I think I was second last.
will there be any picks for the UFC fight this weekend?
Unless it's a numbered event, no. If it's a fight night or one
of is it? I thought it's a numbered event. I don't know.
Their local shows, we don't do those yet.
Because there's a special fight that I'm looking forward to.
That I versus
Misha Tate. Yeah. Go I.
As well, hopefully we could get another episode of All Beer Inside out at some point. I believe Kevbo Fucktard's going to host, so we're going to have to wait for him.
No, and, really?
As always.
Isn't C-Money hosting?
Well, no, C-Money is going to be the host on the show, but physically in person, we're going to go to Kevbo's.
Oh, God. Oh, no, that's fine. For us. We can go to his house, but yeah, C-Money's going to
host. The last time we recorded All Beer Inside, I left my car at Old School's, and it got destroyed in a hit and run. Yeah,
it was crazy. I'm walking down the street, and during the day, my neighbor comes like, did you see what happened to the fucking car? I'm like, what? So I look, I'm like, I didn't realize it was Carp's car. Some drunk guy fucking came in with his Mercedes and smashed the shit out of Carp's car. Total loss. Front end, the axle was off the tire, and it was fucking
what
crazy.
What happened? But you got covered by insurance, right? You didn't get a premium go up, Carp?
It's a hit and run, so your premium doesn't go up.
Oh, it does.
So So I'm looking at the it doesn't.
So
I'm looking at this car. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this is. This guy's fucking it sucks or this guy. And then Carp comes like, what the fuck happened to my car? I'm like, oh fuck, that's your car. I'm like, just be glad no. You
didn't answer the door and be like, hey, what's up, you stupid ass? I would have punched you right in the face.
He would have literally punched me in the face. He was that pissed.
Did he at least do the Canadian hospitality of leaving you a dozen Timbits in a note that said sorry?
No.
No, not even. He was French Canadian, so he was an asshole.
Police report number on my car. That was it. So, when you do the responsible thing, people, and don't drink and drive, you get fucked. So just to put that out there.
Yeah, imagine he did the right thing, didn't get in the car, and he got fucking totaled.
Dude, you were just thinking what I was thinking.
Jesus Christ, man. It sucks.
That and the fact that it was for the recording of All Beer Inside.
Yeah. So, you know, note to self, the more you know, next time, just drink and drive. Fuck it. Just who cares? Fuck, just do it.
Trending Topics Network does not advocate drinking and driving.
That's awesome. All right, so for Carnage, Will, Heavy Set, Carp, this is Old School saying drink and drive.
From the company that went bankrupt in the 90s and sold off the rights to its most popular characters, comes a film based on the equivalent of leftover scrap metal, proving that Marvel can build a franchise around just about anybody, except the Hulk. Iron Man. Experience the massive success that Marvel turned into a formula for printing money, where you take a half-forgotten B-list superhero, cast an unknown or half-forgotten B-list actor, have him fight a generic villain that will only last one movie, fall in love with a generically strong female character, make a ton of quips, talk a bunch of science, destroy some public property, cram Stan Lee in there somewhere, have a blue beam shoot up in the sky, set up an Avengers movie, and force the audience to sit through 500 visual effects guys' names just to catch a few extra seconds.
I'm here to talk to you about the Avenger Initiative.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mr. Stark, you become part of a bigger universe.
You grew up loving Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman. Now, get ready for a hero that makes them look like huge nerds by comparison. And meet Tony Stark, a hard-partying, Robert Downey Jr.-ish weapons designer, who's the perfect match between actor and role that allowed him to spend the next 7 years making a fortune by pretending to look at a screen, pretending to play with some holograms, doing a little voiceover,
keep going,
and basically act like himself until someone says cut. Nice work if you can get it. Cheer for a hero whose power is his intelligence, not some magical hammer, as Tony craps out new technology the way you and I crap out breakfast, like this weapon that's used against him. These weapons that are used against him.
I think you got a lot of my weapons.
This weapon that's used against him.
You remember this one, right?
This weapon that's used against him.
Tony Stark was able to build this in a cave!
This miracle technology that becomes a weapon that's used against him. And of course, Ultron. Seriously, Tony, just do the world a solid and stop working.
Trying to rid the world of weapons! You gave it the best one ever!
So revisit the Marvel masterpiece that started it all, without which there would be no Marvel Cinematic Universe. No Avengers, no Guardians, no Winter Soldier. Leaving Hollywood in the terrifying position of having to develop something original. Starring Bruce Wayne, Miss Moneypepper, Obadiah Vane, Terrence, how hard could it have been to take a pay cut for the sequels? Obligatory Stanio, and the Iron Giant, Marvel Man.
Where is it?
Wow, that's got to be the only time someone has ever looked cool riding a Segway.